I've been out of luck. It seems for quite a while. Feels like I've been stuck, yeah. It's weighing on my mind. But I am so afraid of love. It brings me to my knees. Well, I know if I open up, you can see. Ooh, a good man standing right in front of you. A good man waiting to take care of you. A good man, people say it all the time. A good man is so hard to find. Being here with you, baby, it makes me feel alive.
I found out about Mike Todd through a friend of mine named Danielle Todd. And Danielle Todd has been on the show numerous times to the point where we don't want her back anymore. So she's moving away to Nashville to have a life down there. And one of the things that we really appreciate about Danielle Todd is that she actually comes from a musical family. And we're quite thankful to have one of her family members here in the studio, Mike Todd. Dude, what's going on?
How you doing today?
Mr. Mike Todd happens to be somebody that I actually admire from a musical point of view because lyrically, you got some stuff. You got some chops, right? I mean, I think you write good songs, man. I really do.
Well, thanks a lot, Drew. I'm glad you like them. That's the idea.
That is the idea. What do you think about... Let's just talk about Danielle Todd before we start talking about you.
Yeah, let's talk about Danielle.
What do you know about this girl?
She's my cousin. She's a great songwriter, really great singer.
Yeah.
And she's going down to Nashville. She's going to be great down there.
But do you have to say that because you're related?
No, I don't have to say that at all. Yeah. I don't feel obligated at all to say that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad. There's something about the way she performs. There are very few people that can break down the fourth wall as quickly as she does.
Mm.
She just grabs a room real quick. I mean, it helps that she's pretty, but I think it's her sustain, too. She's got a real pure sustain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got the gravel in your voice. So where did the soul come from? Because you grew up white, didn't you?
Yep, still am.
Okay.
still am. I got into soul music heavily in college, actually. Like, it was always part of my rotation. I listened to a lot of Sam Cooke and stuff like that when I was younger. Along with the Beatles and all kinds of different things.
Who?
The Beatles. You remember those young fellas there. If they keep after it, they'll have a great career.
Okay.
Yep. You know, I think they're doing pretty good. Well,
yeah. But Ringo's dead, right?
Yeah, I think he's gone. And the other three are still kicking, as far as I know.
When did that come out? The rumor that Ringo was dead. Wasn't that backward masking or something?
No, it was Paul that died.
Oh, yeah somebody
it was Paul
died.
Paul that died, and Ringo said recently, wasn't that recently, he said, oh, yeah, Paul's been dead since 1960, whatever. And that rumor was true, all that conspiracy thing was true, which I thought was just the greatest thing ever, because he's still playing that game.
Yeah.
So many years later, he comes out and says it, and they ask Paul McCartney about it, and Paul McCartney says, oh, that's just Ringo being Ringo, you know? But he's going, no, well, that's not Paul McCartney you're talking to. That's Billy Shears. That's Billy Shears. Billy Shears won the Paul McCartney lookalike contest that we ran because Paul was dead, and we had to replace him. So, yeah, Billy Shears. He's a good buddy.
It.
Yeah, he's still doing it. I just love it. I think that's so great.
That's good,
that
man.
They used to mess with the media at the beginning, and they're still after it.
Who's your soul hero?
My soul hero, if I had to pick just one, that would be tough.
It would be tough, wouldn't it?
It would be very tough. Probably have to be Otis Redding.
Yeah?
Would probably be the number one for me.
Why did you land there?
I think he's the best combination of all the things.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know, if I have to pick just one, I think he's the best. He's got that sweet. He's got that sweet, but he's also got that gravel, and he can get after it, you know?
Yeah.
When he's doing Try Little Tennis, you know, he's going for it, you know. He's really going for it. He's a big fella. He's got a lot going for him. You know, he's got all that kind of stuff And but he's also real sweet, and the ladies love him too, so that doesn't hurt.
I've heard the same about you. Mike Todd is an up-and-coming solo artist based out of Guelph, Ontario. No stranger to the music scene, Mike has performed professionally at thousands of gigs as a sideman to many talented musicians for over 13 years. Can you name just two of those talented musicians, please?
Sure. Matt York was a guy I played with for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Melissa Bell, who's actually over in England right now doing some work, but I played with her for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And those are two of the most local. Actually, I believe Matt is from the area.
Okay.
We played quite a few things in Oakville here.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Well, for the first time, you're finally apparently stepping into the spotlight as a solo artist and debuting your anticipated album real soon. When's that coming out?
We're scheduled for the end of May.
Mike, when are you coming out?
When am I coming out? Well, the album will be out at the end of May. The rest of it yet to be determined.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Waiting for the right time.
Rainbow. Why the spotlight now, man? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 37 today, actually.
You're kidding.
I think that's the second best happy birthday I got today.
You have to sing it like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's copyright infringement.
That's correct, sir, isn't it? Or is it?
No idea.
I'm just going to agree with you and stuff like that.
Happy birthday. I can't believe you came all the way here on your birthday, man.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate.
I can't think of way better ways.
Well, the day's not over, Drew.
There's trampoline dodgeball.
I did that.
There's axe throwing.
Axe throwing's fun, too. Can you still bring alcohol into axe throwing? You could. You used to be able to.
Come to the blindfold.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you used to be able to. It was a BYOB situation.
I just read somewhere. Oh, you know what? I stopped reading news yesterday because I realized so many of them were practical joke attempts.
Yeah.
Starbucks is going to carry alcohol. Is that true or not?
Yes, it is.
That is true.
It is true.
Well, I can't think of a better place to go for a cold brew than Starbucks.
Yeah.
Isn't that just wacky?
It only costs $15.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe they're just going to...
$15.
Maybe they're just going to increase the kinds of shots you can get in your coffee.
Maybe. Oh. See, that I could get behind.
I get that.
I mean, but what are they going to do? They get drive-thrus. It's weird, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's weird. Could I get a hot toddy to go? I don't think that's
it. Can I get a Jack and Coke to go?
Yeah, please? It feels like a conflict of interest. The drive-thru alcohol situation, I don't know. Like, if you were the police, don't you just park just right there?
Yeah.
And just like wait and go, come on.
Well, they have a deal.
Like, what else are you going to do? You just throw your hands up? Come on, guys. What are you doing?
They have a deal with the cops.
They have a deal.
All right. You know what? Danielle warned us that we would not get to any music because we would banter our faces off here. So let's get to a tune, Mr. Mike Todd. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, why don't I start with my single I just released. I'll give you the...
The radio version?
The radio version, yes.
Okay. I like this. Give us... What's the backstory in this? First of all, was there any footage filmed at the Manor?
There was none at the Manor specifically. No, it was at Roxanne's.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
but, the song is really about sort of the disenchantment with politics and politicians and major corporate media, just spinning things however
lies.
They'd like it. Yeah,
just
lies all the time.
Yeah,
I was writing it when Rob Ford was getting into some trouble. I mean, rest in peace. That just happened, right?
Yeah.
So it feels strange to talk about it now.
Yeah, it is.
But, I was writing it at that time, and it wasn't really about him, but he was just getting into some hot water and saying a lot of things at that time. And I was so tired. I just felt really fed up about it all. And I couldn't write a song about that, strictly about that. I couldn't make it work, so I veiled it in a story about a girl.
Well done. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Mike Todd.
I got something you need. I can tell by the way you talk. That's the way you talk to me. When you're promising me everything, do you believe in everything you read? No, sir, I don't. But you expect me to believe that stuff you're telling me now. You're just trying to play me. You must think I'm blind. You got on hold on me. You can tell, 'cause I can't stop. I just can't stop listening. Oh, I love the way you talk to me. Do you believe in everything you read? No, sir, I don't. But you expect me to believe that stuff you're telling me now, now, now. You're just trying to play me. You must think I'm blind. Can you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling you a liar. Oh, I know that you won't leave me alone. No, no. You won't stop until you've taken me home. But I'm not gonna go, no. No. I can't take it no more. I'm afraid that I'm gonna slip it right in through your back door now. And I can't afford the ride. Do you believe in everything you read? No, sir, I don't. But you expect me to believe the stuff you're telling me now. You're just trying to play me. You must think I'm blind, yeah. Can't you hear what I'm saying, yeah? Yeah, I'm calling you a liar. 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 Yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Oh, you're such a liar. Yeah.
Holy jumping, that was fun.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and I want to tell you more about Mike Todd, all right? First of all, Mike Todd Music is the website you want to go to. Mike Todd is best known by his peers for having a natural feel for music and ability to channel it with ferocious, effortless, and authenticity. Effortlessness, ferocious effortlessness. Who put those two words together? And authenticity that would normally be elusive for someone from Caledon or Guelph. If there's anything else that separates Todd as a performer, it's his ability to engage his audiences with charisma, larger than life personality. By the way, let's talk about personality just for a second. Do you mind? Can we talk about
that? No, that's fine. We can talk about whatever you like to.
Where do you get your personality from? Your mom, your dad, your peeps? What?
You would assume that's a little bit of both from the parents there, probably, but I think I get a lot of it from my dad for sure. He was on the road for 20 years playing and entertaining.
Really?
For sure. He was actually with Danielle's dad.
Oh, yeah.
My Uncle Jamie and my dad were in the band together for about 20 years playing.
20 so, years, huh?
Yeah, 20 years on the road. So I learned an awful lot from him, for sure.
And they're still friends or relatives?
Yep. Yeah, they're both. Friends and relatives still.
What is the one performance, the one gig, the one concert you saw that you just, it gave you shivers? You still remember it?
Oh, I remember a bunch of them, but probably the one that got me the most was the first time I saw Grace Potter live. Do you guys know Grace Potter in the Nocturnals?
Yeah. Where'd you see her?
I saw her at Bonnaroo, actually, down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've seen her a bunch of times now, and every I can't get through a show of hers without the waterworks going. I can't get through without crying at least once.
Like, really?
The way she sings, it's, man, it really touches me. I don't know, like, just, it gets me. Well, she's easy on the eyes, that's for sure, but the way she sings, she's on my bucket list of people. If I ever get a chance to sing with her, man, wouldn't that be spectacular?
Your ultimate, you know, who would you open for that would just be, you know, right on, other than her?
Other than her, yeah. I think now to open for somebody.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Wait, let's go dead or alive. Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Yeah. Dead. Let's go dead first.
Let's go dead. Let's go dead first. Otis Redding would be a mad. Any one of those review shows, those old R&B review shows.
Yeah.
I saw one, I think it was in Norway. It's billed as the greatest R&B show ever. And it's, I think it's 75 minutes long. And it's, hour 15, it's perfect. It's perfect. Like Booker T and the MGs come out, they play Green Onions, and then they play another song about food, like something about green peas or something like that. Yeah. Isn't it, right? So they do two instrumental tunes, and they're awesome, right? Well, they back up everybody. So then they
so they just stay.
So they come out and they play.
Yeah, and then they stay
and
on
then
the
they
stage.
They stay there, and I think it's the Barquets or one of the horn groups come out and they play with Booker T, and they do two, three songs, and then it's Arthur Connolly comes out, he has a song or two, and then. Then Sam and Dave, and then it's Otis Redding would close the show. And everybody doesn't, nobody does more than three tunes, four tunes. I think Sam and Dave did three or four. Otis Redding did maybe five. The whole show was at 75 minutes. Oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I was watching this DVD from 1960, whatever, and I'm jumping around the room going, I can't believe how awesome this is. Like, why don't I see shows like this anymore? It's just one guy after the other one. Three songs, Sam and Dave are soaked.
Yeah.
They're soaked in sweat. They're running around the stage doing all kinds of stuff. Everybody's crazy. Doing the moves.
Crazy.
Real show business.
Crazy.
Man, I love it.
I think that's going to happen for you, sir.
Well, I would like that.
I don't. So I want to say something complimentary, and then I need you to do a tune because I actually want you to sing more.
Okay.
But we got to hang sometime, man.
Yeah, it sounds great to me. I'm into it. What are you doing after the show?
You can come hang out with Humble and Us. Humble and Us.
Humble and Us.
New band.
I'm a little arrogant about many things, but one thing that I think I'm pretty darn good at is picking who's on the upside of the bell curve. Mm-hmm. And you're so far, you're just at that apex, man. And I don't know what's going on career-wise or what's happening, but you know, you've obviously spent a lot of years working the chops, and you're there.
Thank you.
So solid.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you feel like that. That's good. That feels good to me.
No, I hope you make so much money that you leave Canada.
Well, then I leave Canada. I don't know about leaving Canada. At least certainly, American politics.
Wait and see how the election goes and then leave Canada.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I guess it'll be an interesting one, that's for sure.
But I want you rocking the Junos tomorrow. Can we get you there?
We can't get me there on to the Junos this year, but we're aiming to be there next year. Man. Where is it next year?
Hopefully not Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary's going to be tough.
Yeah. I don't know where it is next year.
I don't know either. Oh. I'll have to find out.
Shelburne, Ontario.
Yeah. Caledon.
Caledon. Dude, do a song. Do a song, man. What are we doing?
All right, this tune's called Good Man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Todd on the Drew Marshall Show.
I've been out of luck. It seems for quite a while. Feels like I've been stuck, yeah. It's weighing on my mind. But I am so afraid of love. It brings me to my knees. Well, I know if I open up, you can see. A good man standing right in front of you. A good man waiting to take care of you. A good man, people say it all the time. A good man is so hard to find. Being here with you, baby, makes me feel alive. You're so beautiful. I want to make you mine. But I am so afraid of love. It brings me to my knees. Well, I know if I opened up, you could see, yeah, a good man standing right in front of you, a good man waiting to take care of you, a good man, people say it all the time. so hard to find. You give me something I could stand on. If you would only take a chance on a good man standing right in front of you, a good man waiting to take care of you, a good man, people say it all the time, a good man is so hard to find. Oh, a good man is so hard to find. Oh, a good man is so hard to find. Yeah.
Mike Todd on the Drew Marshall Show. Absolutely fantastic to have the gravelly voice in the studio. Are you worried about polyps?
Oh, vocal
yeah,
nodes.
I don't know. Is that what they call them? Polyps?
Vocal nodes?
And nodes?
I've had vocal nodes a couple times.
Yeah. And?
They'll be probably reoccurring a little bit.
So how do they get rid of those? And how do you sing so that they don't come back?
Well, there's a couple of different things you can do. A lot of it has to do with lifestyle.
Yeah.
And how you treat yourself health-wise, mm-hmm. you know, overall. And
so more broccoli?
Yeah, a little more broccoli, a little less, you know, good sleep.
A little
sleep.
Less Jack.
A little less Jack. No, should we stop? So I could try and quit smoking.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff.
So, sure.
All those sort of things, they're you know, speaking loudly, not breathing enough.
Man.
You know, talking so much, you don't take a chance to breathe.
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah, well, I do.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have two.
Are they musical or useless?
I wouldn't say they were useless. I bet you, both of them can actually sing a little bit, although they won't do it ever.
They won't?
No, that's, they do their
too
own
shy.
Things. They've got other things that they like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you in the birth order, Mike?
I'm number one. Yeah. Number one son.
Do you
feel, right, Mom?
Do you feel the pressure? Do you feel the pressure? Do you have to behave and do things? No, you don't.
No, I don't do that.
Just get away from that. MikeToddMusic.com. Great headshot. That cover shot on your website. That's it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it.
Okay, so how many axes do you play, young man? And what are you playing, by the way?
This is actually a Squire classic vibe. It's a Squire.
I've never heard of Squire. Have you heard of Squire?
It's a brand of Fender.
Yeah, it's like the low end of Fender or whatever.
Right.
You know, this is actually Chinese made. China. There's a little something for Trump there.
There you go.
China.
Way to go. Yep. What I want to know is, I think the first time I heard about you, Mike Todd, the first time I ever heard one of your songs,
mm-hmm.
I think I was in a club in Guelph.
Okay.
And you killed the room. You slayed the room with one song in particular.
Okay.
Any idea what song that might be?
Depends on when you came to see me.
Man for the Night.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that song.
You know that song?
I know that song, yeah.
Why are you smiling song. Like that?
That was a while back. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm familiar with that song. I remember that song.
Yeah,
I wrote that song.
Yeah, but is that a song that usually slays?
I haven't played it very often for quite some time, but it used to go over very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be one
but
of
But you couldn't just pull that out of you right now, could you?
I don't know.
I bet you can't is what I'm going to say.
This is a bet. This is a
yeah.
bet now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a shalom.
Yeah, yeah.
Shalom.
Can you, what, starts in the key of. This is great, ladies and gentlemen. This is songwriting magic happening here on the Drew Marshall Show.
Could probably do that. I'll see what happens.
All right.
I'm willing to give it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right. Well, this is a tune. You got to put yourself into place for this tune, right? You got to set this up.
All right, set it up, baby.
You got to set it up.
Set it up.
All right. So you got to imagine now. You're at the bar now.
Okay.
It's about 1:45, something like that. Maybe even 1:30.
Yeah.
But it's a time of the night where people are starting. You know, they're having. You've had a bunch of drinks now. Yeah. And now they're looking for some fun. After the bar.
Right. They want to go to church.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
all night mass.
That's right. And for that kind of a situation, you might need a partner.
Yes.
So at that time of the night, you're looking. And it's getting late, though.
Yeah, desperation time.
It's the, you're not going to end it with a partner if you don't get on it.
I'm just
right?
wondering if we really should play this song.
I think it'll be all right.
All right.
So it's just imagine that. There's a group of girls on the one side. There's a group of fellas by the bar.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a grade 8 dance.
Yeah. Girl looks at boy. Boy looks at girl.
Uh-huh. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink. Say no more.
And here we go. It's late in the bar. My friends are all here. What a heavenly angel sings in my ear. Says, where have you been? I've been looking all night for the man of my dreams to go home with tonight. I catch all my breath, look straight in her eyes, but I know that she knows I'm more than surprised. But I know what she's thinking. There's no way to disguise. I'm just her man for the night. Just until morning's first light. Even though things feel so right. Oh, I'm just her man for the night. She takes my hand, walks straight to the car. Totally helpless, so good so far. We talk about high school and how people change, but somehow we're both sure that we've stayed the same. I catch on my breath, I'm falling in love, and I know that she knows what I'm thinking of. But I know what she's thinking. Well, stop dreaming, because I'm just her man for the night. Just until morning's first light. Even though things feel so right. Oh, well, I'm just her man for the night.
That is the song.
That's the one.
That's the song. Okay, so this leads me into this conversation. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We're going to get all awkward and serious now. Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
The loneliness at bars.
Mm.
How do I say this without sounding condescending and judgmental? Because that's a spiritual gift of mine.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, so I'm at many clubs and many bars, and I have noticed over the years a dark feeling of loneliness.
Mm.
There is a real loneliness out there.
Yeah.
And that song hits on it, and you know, just, you know, going home with someone for the night kind of thing. It's like, oh man, it doesn't really scratch where people are itching, right?
Right.
And you know this. If you're a soul man, you know there's something deeper than the booze can get you, deeper than the one night can get you.
Oh,
you know, there's
yeah.
there's something deeper out there.
Much deeper, certainly.
But what do you think it is? You know, and why can't we see it? Why is it so hard to see or find?
Man, I'm spending a lot of time playing in bars and
yeah, and you've
late,
got the like, perfect view, right?
Yeah,
you're on stage watching the dynamics and the and the lonely guy here and the desperate woman here and the you can interchange those adjectives
yeah,
if you
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
trying to be sexist,
but
you see the drama unfold you at bars night after night after night.
Mm.
What are we looking for?
What are we looking for? I think we're looking for just someone to be there. For all the times, so you're looking for somebody who just accepts you just like that,
yeah,
just how you are, right there, no changes, no nothing. You've been there, you've obviously been there, and if you're, you know, if it's something you're considering, likely you've had a bunch of drinks and stuff. You're looking to escape something else anyway.
Everybody's escaping
something.
Everyone's
looking to get. That's what I was thinking of. I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately, and going, you know, there's a lot of times I meet people and I have an impression of who they are,
yeah.
you know, over the years or whatever, or even if it's just a couple of weeks, I might meet them and talk to them for 5 or 10 minutes or less. And I have an impression of who I think that they are because I see them one way. and I see them at the bar either having a good time, or having a bad time.
Yeah.
Whatever time they're having, I see them there, and I get that impression. And then I realize, oh, yeah, I don't see them any other time.
No.
I don't see them during the day. I don't know what they like at work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just know that they're here. They're here to have fun. They're here to get away from work, but they're also here escaping something. When they're having that much of whatever it is, they're looking to get away from what, you know, something.
Mike, you got to understand this, and these guys will vouch for it. I very rarely turn this around into what I'm about to do, but okay. I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
Because it's just been sitting on my nerves, on my belly lately.
All right.
My nerves, my belly? What am I talking about?
Nervous belly.
My nervous belly. It's called irritable bowel syndrome, ladies and gentlemen. I asked you what are people looking for, and you said we are all looking for someone to look at us, to accept us, to see us, and say, I actually care about you. I love you just the way you are.
I love you just the way you are.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
All right.
Yeah.
So, if there is a God,
mm-hmm.
I wonder. That's why maybe the Jesus people are always on about the God-shaped hole in our hearts and, you know, that kind of stuff. Because if there is a God, then I can't. I have not figured out the whole God thing yet. I really haven't. But mm-hmm. if there is a God, then as far as I'm concerned, maybe God is a tyrant. I don't know. But the God in my brain is pure love.
Right.
Pure.
Okay.
Okay. Like orange juice. 100% pure. Right. So, Tim, as soon as you mentioned food, Tim. And so I wonder if, you know, people, you know, and it's hard for me to say this because people are going to expect it, you know, who haven't tuned in before, oh, it's a God show, he's going to say this. But I never right. say this stuff. Right, Tim?
Never, ever.
All right. I'm game here. I'm game for the heavy conversation.
I wonder if people are looking for, if they're really looking for the other, for the creator, for the God thing, is it real to expect that you're going to find another human being who will accept you exactly the way you are? Dude, is that
right.
real?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think everybody makes concessions and what are they, what's the word I'm looking for?
Bribes?
Compromise.
Oh.
Bribes. Well, that's a different thing entirely, but certainly a compromise. I think people have to work to be together and to, you know, work on themselves. At least I find, you know, I'm always...
Yeah,
trying to be better, be a better person. It doesn't work all that often, but
I'm
doing my best, you know.
See, people ask me what I'm, what I want the most, and what I want the most is what I'm afraid of the most. It's the same thing,
right?
I want to be seen,
right?
But I'm terrified of being seen,
right?
Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me. You want to be seen, you want to be heard, you want to just.
I want someone to see me,
right?
I don't want a crowd to see me, or listeners to, or whatever. I don't want to be famous or seen. I want one person to see me.
Right.
To see me.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
That's our new tagline.
What?
May the God who sees you.
May you find the God that sees you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way we end our show. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And I've given up on people. I don't think people can see me. I think most people are blind.
Right.
The reason being is because we look in mirrors too dang much.
Well. There's a lot to, depending on how you want to look at it, everywhere you look is a mirror. And when you look at somebody else, you're looking at yourself in some way or another.
That's deep.
Wow, look out, guys.
That's deep.
I got an email today that said it was very shallow.
Who said that?
Oh, just a guy from around where the place I was playing last night.
Give me his address, man.
No.
I'm
not going to sell him out.
I'll mess with him.
It was actually right before I left for the show. I got this little email. We were palling around. There's a bunch of musicians playing this fundraiser last night. It was a great thing.
Yeah.
And we were palling around and just talk. We were just John and you know, poking fun at each other and whatever. And I don't know what I said to this guy, but he really upset? He was like, you know, you say stuff and then you know you're pretty shallow, really. And I thought, wow, okay. But what did I do to you?
But hold on, you know what the response is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, I didn't have much to say. I was just like, what? I just said, you know, I certainly didn't mean to upset you. Or, you know, I think I just hurt his feelings. Really, truthfully, I think that's what happened. I hurt
his
feelings. Well, that's kind of what I thought. I was kind of like, because at first I get this message. I'm like, wow, what did I ever say to this guy? Like, I don't remember saying anything crazy last night. You know, certainly not. And then, you know, when he gets back, I said, geez, what did I do? And he goes, wow. And I went, "Oh, I hurt your feelings. All right, okay. Well, you made me worry about it."
I don't want to sound like a trite, condescending putz here, but yeah. I wanted to see if you're going to sing soul. Can you dig into the soul?
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to go there with you in this conversation.
Yeah, that's totally fine with me. I like that stuff. I have there's a Jehovah's Witness couple, and they've got, you know, there's one guy specifically, and then there's a couple that come. They come to the house pretty well every week, and we talk at the door for about 15 minutes or whatever. They haven't got him in for comedy. Yeah, no, I don't think we're gonna do the coffee
don't let him
sit
in.
Down.
No,
but yeah. I always find that quite an interesting conversation. Yeah. I quite like it. They always come back and we have a chat and we have a visit, and people are like, "Why don't you send him out of there?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, because."
So that's your response to your buddy. Hey, if I was shallow, would the J Dubs keep coming by?
Yeah, we have a nice time. Yeah, but Chad, he's always got a few new things to tell me. By the way, this is what's going on. And I said, okay, let me just, you know, okay, I'll get the pamphlet good and we'll talk about it.
We'll give talk the J-Dub's about his address.
Can I tell you, the other day I did the dive.
You did the dive, or you just hide?
The J-Dub dive.
Yeah, right.
I did it because I was busy and I had stuff to do and I had the curtains open and I thought, they're going to see me and they're not going to go away. And I just hit the floor.
You just zing right out of there. I love it.
Hit the floor. 50-year-old man in my own house hit the floor.
Right, I gotta be honest. I've run out of the room too. See the car come up the driveway, and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I don't have time today.
No.
I don't have time.
No,
but I quite enjoy it, to be honest. I quite enjoy those conversations because, I mean, he's coming at it from his stance, and he's pretty studied on their version of the Bible. He knows it pretty well. So
the Green Phantom.
There's always interesting stuff that gets talked about. That's always a good time. I enjoy that stuff.
Dude, you got to come here more often.
I'd love to.
All right, do another song, will you?
All right.
Come on. This is a dog and pony show. Get going.
All right.
What are you doing? Set it up.
All right. I'm going to do this song that I wrote with a girl named Emily and another girl named Karen Kosowski. They're fantastic songwriters, both out of Toronto. Actually, Emily is heading down to Nashville herself in May. I'm going to try and hook her and Danielle up.
Nice.
Do some writing.
Good.
But, they're fantastic. We wrote this tune together. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Mike Todd.
This song's called "You Don't Know How to Love Me."
Laying beside you, feeling your touch, I'm so close to you right now. There's an ocean between us now. Well, I don't understand why I need so much, but you don't know how to love me. You don't know how to love me. Closer than anybody. Don't know how to love me now. They say that time, it heals all wounds. Yes, it does now. Well, with the pain that I've known, you can't undo. The truth that you don't know how to love me. You don't know how to love me now. I can't let you inside. You do everything right, but as hard as I try, if you won't set me free, well, who could love me? How to love me. You don't know how to love me. Closer than anybody. How to love me. Well, you don't know how to love me.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. Mike Todd on the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, just before we say goodbye to you, I want to do something again that I've never done before.
Oh, this is great. I love this.
This is exciting. I know.
This
is exciting. Exciting. I want you to do the opening song again, because normally we spin a little track, but that CD ain't coming out to the end of May. So is that an EP, a full release? What do you got?
It'll be a full. It's a full length release.
Okay, good.
Full production.
Nice.
Full production.
Good.
No, yeah, it'll be full length album, 10 songs.
Who's producing it?
It's produced by Rob Szabo and
Rob Szabo. Okay, I just saw him the other night at the Dakota with Sean Pynchon's CD release party.
He's great. Yeah, I saw Sean. He's spectacular.
Yeah.
His fingers are on fire.
We just got him on Humble and Fred's show in a couple of weeks. So, speaking of Humble, if you'd be here later, Humble, if you're listening, we can say your name a few more times. Humble. so that's where that's the first time I saw Szabo was that thing. And now I'm seeing his name everywhere.
Yeah, him and Tim Abraham, they co-produced the record.
Okay, nice.
At Tim's studio called The Hive. Yeah,
nice.
Fantastic work.
Beautiful.
With those guys. Like.
Well, all right. So, again, folks, keep track of this guy, MikeToddMusic.com. MikeToddMusic.com. What's it called again?
It's called Liar.
This should be the theme song for our show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Todd again, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
I got something you need. I can tell by the way you talk. That's the way you talk to me. When you're promising me everything, do you believe in everything you read? No, sir, I don't. But you expect me to believe that stuff you're telling me now. You're just trying to play me. You must think I'm blind. Can you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm calling you a liar. Yeah. You got a hold on me. Can tell, cause I can't stop. I just can't stop listening. Oh, I love the way you talk to me. Do you believe in everything you read? No, sir, I don't. But you expect me to believe that stuff you're telling me now. You're just trying to play me. You must think I'm blind. Can you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling you a liar. Oh, I know that you won't leave me alone. No. You won't stop until you've taken me home. But I'm not gonna go. No. Mm-hmm.
afraid that I'm gonna slip, slip, step right in through your back door now. And I can't afford the ride. Do you believe in everything you read? No, sir, I don't. But you expect me to believe the stuff you're telling me now. You're just trying to play me. You must think I'm blind, yeah. Can't you hear what I'm saying, yeah? Yeah, I'm calling you a liar. 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 Yeah, yeah, I'm calling you a liar. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Oh, you're such a liar.